So the last shall be first and the first last. I would retell this parable in a modern terms and language, because in the naming of the hour, the Jews even today have a different system. They calculate from early in the morning, 6 o'clock for the daytime, to 6 o'clock in the evening. And for the night time, they have got 4 night watches. Whereas the modern way, which is a Western, calculates from 12 midnight, 12 a.m. to 12 noon. So, to make it more vivid and understanding, I will go over this in the modern language. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a tauke. I think you know what and who a tauke is, who goes out 6 a.m. in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Vineyard is the growing of grapes, but which we don't see in this country. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, a penny is a very big sum of money in the days of Jesus. Today, as far as a daily wage for Singapore laborers are concerned, it is about $30. I know this because I have our church contractor who works for us, and he pays his unskilled laborer $30 a day. He went out about the third hour will be 12 o'clock, 12 noon, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And about the 6th and the 9th hour, that means at 12 and 3 o'clock, and the 11th hour, which is 5 o'clock. But the 11th hour is a good idiom. He comes at the 11th hour, that means nearly time. And went out and found others standing, and said unto them, "Why stand ye here all the day?" They say unto him, "Because no man hath hired us." He said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall receive." And when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said, that is the tauke of the vineyard, said to his kapala, the steward. Kapala is a Malay word for head. Maybe some Singaporean doesn't know. The kapala, "Go also in the vineyard, call the laborers, and give them the hire, beginning from the last unto the first." And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour, that is at 5 o'clock. They received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. They received the same, $30, a day's wage. And when they received, they murmured against the tauke, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did you not agree with me? For $30, take that is thine, and go your way. I will give to the last equal as I give to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Are you jealous because I'm good? So the last shall be first, and the first last for many be called but few chosen. I do not know you ever realize whatever Jesus speaks, even through his 40 parables, you cannot find one single jot or tittle fault with him. Perfection of perfection. All the meaning of the words, the logic, and the reason, and he won't tell you the reason too. But I have a right to do this. I'm writing another book called How Jesus Taketh Puny Men in Their Own Craftiness, according to Job 5:13. The Pharisees were all the time trying to catch Jesus. Men trying to catch God. But they're always put into Jesus' pocket. And they fall into Jesus. He has no need to make a trap into Jesus' omniscience. He knows everything. In fact, as I read this story, I find that you cannot fault Jesus either in matters of heaven or in matters of earth. I want to show you that all of them were idling in the market. No one hired them. This was very Great Depression, like the Singapore market today. There are so many people out of work, and I'm told by someone of the grassroots, I have also lost my job. And society just bullies you. If you are over 40, you better watch out. And they make you just only to wash dishes and carry the things from the table. You have to work overtime for less pay. So why should these people grumble when they all had no work? What does Jesus mean by giving the last one who came for 1 hour and they got the same pay? I can think of no good example or fitting example than the story of the good thief. You know that two thieves were crucified next to Jesus. One, the bad one, and one, the good one. The bad thief accused Jesus, "If he is the Son of God, why wouldn't you save yourself to save us? Why don't you do it?" Of course, Jesus can do anything. But this is the hour of evil, and he must submit to the power of Satan, submit to the evil power, that he might die for you and for me. And that because he has no sin, he'll prove it, he'll rise up on the third day and will die no more. And because he rises from the dead, your sins will be forgiven. Now notice one thing, you never can save yourself. We are saved by Jesus. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah 2:9. And what did the good thief do? He rebuked the bad thief. We are here sentenced to death because we have been murderers and rapists and so forth. And as for Jesus, He is the Son of God. He believed it all in his heart. And he asked Jesus, please remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus said, you will be with me in paradise. Today. Well, Jesus died very soon, followed by the two thieves. When the apostles heard that Jesus was going to give the good thief a place in heaven, did they get jealous? No. They were full of joy and congratulations, like the angels of heaven. But here we have another soul saved, even just before his death. So we thank God that the last shall be first, and the first last. I have a friend in Australia. His aged father stays in Singapore. And when he got very sick, somebody preached Christ to him, and he accepted the Savior. He asked me to go and baptize him. What do you think? Would I delay? I quickened my steps quickly, because he might die any time. This is my experience visiting the hospital, and once I witnessed to a person and he was about to accept Christ, but in the middle, when I got home, I got a phone call. This man you spoke to has just died. So we learn from experience. How happy. Who is this one who received $30 working for only 1 hour? Who is this man who is so benefited when he has heard Jesus so shortly? Psalm 90 tells us that our lifespan is 70 years. Also stated by a Chinese proverb. Now Psalm 90 says it's stronger, lived up to 80. Moses was looking further to our times. Now with vitamins and many good things, we may live up to 100, yes, in America, many of them. But 80 and 100 is not very far. Especially those of us who are of age, we should decide very quickly and not wait. I witnessed to an elder's wife in her 70s. I said, do you know when they die, you go up or go down? And then she thought for about 3 minutes, opened her eyes and said, well, it's hard to tell. The reason is that she has not been well indoctrinated in the Chinese church. I'm not blaming the Chinese church. English church too. When they never come to grips with every congregation's need. So, if you are not sure, say yes in the heart. Yes, Lord, I want to be saved. That's all. You'll be now on the last gospel train, which you'll miss if you don't take it. Even the very young must come to terms with God. Don't say, I'm still young, I'm still in my 20s, 30s, or 40s. This is a true story. I know of a rich man in Malacca, no, in Muar, Malaysia. And he has a grandson. When the grandson reached 21, then he bequeathed his property to the grandson. Not knowing that in a short time, the grandson met with a traffic accident, was killed. So the grandfather lives on, but the grandson, 21, who is supposed to be the inheritor, he has gone out of the way. I know a lady here who was moved of the Spirit to bring the husband. The husband had attended church once in a long while. But this time, it happened I was preaching on a series on salvation. And after three or four times, his heart was gripped. And he told the wife that he wanted to be saved. And the wife helped him. And wasn't he glad? After that, the husband died. She was so happy. She had the assurance that the husband had accepted the Lord. And so, she is here. She joins me from Life Church by a bond that is forged in the Lord. Let us reveal the one who received $30, who came and worked 12 hours, and the one who only worked 1 hour. And Jesus did not want to tell them any reason. I do this for good and as I wish. And are you jealous? Jesus will not tell you. And we cannot put things into his mind. But again I say, one case fits it all. It is a good thief who really knew his sins, a murderer, rapist, thief. We deserve to die, but not Jesus. He is the Son of God. And then he cried out, please remember me. And Jesus is ever happy to save you and give you the best that he can. You will be with me in heaven. You will be with me in paradise. That's all I can tell. I cannot say any further reason. If you suddenly turn to say, I love Jesus, every day when you pray, what do you say? I have nothing to say many times. You know why we live in Singapore? It's so pleasant. There are no troubles. But I say, Lord, I want to tell you that I love you. I want to love you more and more. Will he be happy to hear that? I'm sure. That's why he has spared me until now. And there are people who say, poor thing, you are now just a baby born. The Chinese proverb, when you start everything from scratch. But in the RALC, this is more grand than Life Church. We are outside with all the facilities. But I told my friends to come and visit me. Don't worry about me. I am in God's hands. And the greatest thing he has given me is my health. I say that I've never had any fainting feeling up here. I have a clear mind. Or else I don't know what to say. The first shall be the last. Let us be the last to become the first. We put ourselves last before the Lord to tell him our needs, and he will have mercy to help us. Let us pray. Almighty Father, if there is anyone here who feels that he wants to confirm his salvation in you, male or female, please bless that heart and fill it with joy that now, today, I've come into God's kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.